This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show,
where we have special episodes not featuring guests. Well, I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, should you pay for a mentor? Now, we've discussed this quite a bit over the course of this podcast. We have discussed this quite a bit about mentors in the last few months, and it's a topic that we've had guests that have addressed, as well as I've talked about it in some of the Fun Fact Fridays. In fact, in episode 006, one of our earliest podcasts, in an episode called Getting Started in Real Estate Investing, I list finding a mentor as the second most important thing a new investor can do to get started in real estate investing. And sure, you can get started without having a mentor, and many people do. I did, but I also list it as one of my top five mistakes. I think I would have saved a lot of heartache and a lot of problems if I would have had a mentor that could have helped me avoid certain things. But yeah, you can move forward without it. And if you're starting off in a modest way, it's easy, especially if you're just buying single family homes. But after a while, as you start moving up, it does get more critical to have that mentor in place. In episode 069, my friend Paul Moore shares a great strategy for finding mentors. And we even spoke with a young man that Paul mentors with, who shared how he was able to get Paul to agree to be his mentor. A really good episode for you as a reference. Also in episode 075, good friend and mentor Joe Fairless shares how he found his first mentor and the steps he recommends each investor to take in finding a mentor. In these past episodes, we share the importance of getting a mentor, as well as provide practical steps on how to find a mentor. So in this episode, I will touch on some of those principles, but my main focus will be on those mentors for hire that you generally pay for. In episode 006, as I mentioned, getting started in real estate investing, I list education as the first step in the process of becoming a successful real estate investor. Reading books, joining online communities like Bigger Pockets or Old Dogs REI Network, reading blogs, listening to podcasts, networking, going to like REI clubs and meetups, even signing up with one of these organizations or educational organizations that also will mentor you as well. They have a lot of educational, and their focus is educational materials. Those are all part of the education process. Once you have that education in place, you really need to put together your strategic plan. How are you going to go about acquiring properties as part of your real estate investing plan or business? Your plan will talk about your niche. What exactly is your focus? Are you a flip and fixer? Are you a buy and holder? Are you going into multifamily and the various other things you can explore there? Your mission and your vision, your number one goal. What are you trying to achieve? I've shared in the past that mine is 1,000 units by 2020. You'll also outline your goals and strategies. How will you get to that place? How will you achieve that mission? As well as your target market or markets, and your criteria. Your criteria is an important part of what you're doing as well. That is, you know, what kind of properties do you buy, or what phases of your plan phases may be different. You may start off, I'm going to buy a single family or maybe a small multi to get started, and then I will start to expand forward into larger multis. And my criteria will be buying something that's 15 to 20% under market with an 8% cap rate minimum and cash on cash return. You define a lot of the specifics of what you're looking for. And then you also outline your marketing strategies. Those are just some of the things that you'll have in your plan. Then I believe after that step, or maybe during that step, that's when you want to have a mentor. You want to make sure that your plan is something that also reflects experience and wisdom. And, you know, that's a little difficult if you're just starting out. Now, granted, you can still get the plan in place and get it started, but you really want to have the input of someone who is more experienced and wise. There are a number of reasons why a mentor is important besides just helping you with your plan. First off, they'll teach you. They'll be an instructor, a true trainer that'll help you to get the knowledge you need to be able to move forward in your real estate investing. They'll evaluate you. They'll help you develop a winning strategic plan, help you select a market that you want to invest in, help you in the analysis, evaluation, and underwriting stage of potential properties, check numbers on your deals, give advice on funding and financing your deals. In addition, and this is invaluable, getting referrals to people and businesses that can help you find an attorney, help you find a good lender, maybe even help you find potential partners, financial partners or investors. And these are just a few of the benefits of having a good mentor. A key question you may have, though, is, okay, that's great. I recognize the value of a mentor, but where do I find one? I don't know a lot of people in real estate. And how do I do this? Now, we do discuss this in more detail in those other episodes I referenced at the beginning of this episode, which, by the way, will be listed and linked in our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. If you go in there, everything I talk about today will be referenced and linked there. But in quick overview, here are a few of the ways you can find a mentor. Again, I recommend listening to those episodes, but some of the things are, first, you start with your close friends or family, people that know you and trust you. Those are sort of your first folks that you might want to go to. But if none of those people are real estate investors, then you might want to look beyond that, maybe through your church or synagogue or place of worship, maybe a club that you belong to, an organization that you serve in, you may volunteer in, a golf buddy or some other sports friend or somebody like that. Maybe if you can't find it there, you might want to go to meetings like REI, real estate investor clubs, and meetups that are focused on real estate. There's also conferences and workshops and seminars that are about real estate investing, which is a great place to meet people and network. Now, granted, when you find a mentor, keep in mind it shouldn't be a one-way proposition. If you do approach somebody and say, hey, I want you to be my mentor, you know, you need to be able to have something in exchange, something that you can offer them. I mean, this really should be an equal exchange, or hopefully you're giving more than receiving here. But if you have a skill or an expertise, that's a great way to be able to offer. You know, maybe you design web pages, or maybe you've got sales experience or something. Maybe you'll just do paperwork for him on weekends or her, and or footwork for their business. Anything that will really bring value, especially as you're learning and drawing from that mentor. The last thing you want to be is a burden. If you know someone, for example, that's experienced in real estate investing, that is a real professional that can offer you the training you need, whom you love to be your mentor, but you just can't get in the door and you just can't meet that person. But all you feel is, gosh, if I got that meeting, I could, you know, that would give me the opportunity to be able to ask them to be a mentor. If you don't know what to do, I have a little tip that I might be able to help you with. If you're in that situation, email me and I'll be happy to share that with you. If after looking in all those places, you still are having trouble finding somebody, there's always mentors for hire, and they aren't too difficult to find. But first, I would exercise a word of extreme caution here. This can be a great experience or a nightmare you regret. It all depends. There are a lot of people out there that will take your money to be your mentor. You just want to make sure it's someone you can truly trust and who will follow through with their promises. You don't have to look too far to find a mentor for hire. In fact, it often starts like this. You receive an email, a tweet, or a Facebook invite from a person who has a real estate investing education business or is a recognized REI guru, or maybe you see them in a video advertisement. The ad usually shows the guru in his Ferrari with his beautiful supermodel girlfriend, where he takes you for a tour of his Beverly Hills mansion, and he closes out the video by a grass hut sipping Mai Tais in Fiji. Okay, you got the idea, all right? We've seen those kinds of ads before, and they're hilarious. But nonetheless, you may also meet folks that are less pretentious than that, that are sincere, but they still have something to sell. Usually the next thing you know, you're watching a free webinar. By the end of that webinar, you're so excited and pumped about real estate investing, you can hardly wait to get started. And you feel that this person can really be the one to help me take that big leap. And at the end of the webinar, you buy a product or service because really, it's worth $10,000, but he's going to let you have it for only $997. Of course, you want to be the first to respond so that you can get that extra $1,500 worth of other stuff only available to the first 10 responders. This is what I would call upsell number one. Now, a lot of these guys are experts at the upsell. In other words, getting you to get something, buy something, only to let you know what you bought isn't enough, and that really the next thing to get is what you really need. Of course, that you ordered arrives in the mail, you tear the box open and get to work immediately. The materials are pretty good, but after a while, you get a bit overwhelmed. Life happens. The notebooks, the DVDs, and their bright, colorful cases end up going into your bookcase. And the next thing you know, you're buying another program. And this one's on flipping this time. And then it's the one on deeds and liens and wholesaling and just fill in the blank. And pretty soon, you need to buy another bookcase. Gee, I'm getting smart. It's the shiny object syndrome gone awry. Squirrel? Where do I begin? Squirrel? I don't know if you got that joke. Anyway, it's but luckily, your first guru keeps sending you emails and one catches your eye. It's a seminar and it's near your hometown. Sure, it costs double the cost of the package you bought there, but it'll be with real life people just like me and real estate experts. And of course, you have to go because you got an amazing discount because you bought his other stuff. And you think, if I go in person, it will be much better, and I'll be able to really start. Upsell number two. You go to the seminar, meet a lot of great people, even some that are multimillionaires now. You're ready to become a multimillionaire yourself. You buy more books, more products. Upsell number three. But to really, really succeed, they said in the seminar that you need the one-on-one coaching program, and that is really your key to success. And the good news is there are cheaper ones. I don't have to buy the most expensive one, and I pay a measly $2,500 for that one. But the coaching you really get the most out of is the $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 VIP platinum gold-coated guaranteed Ferrari with the supermodel elite out of this universe level of coaching. Do you get it? The final upsell. After all, when I'm a millionaire, $100,000 doesn't seem like that much. Well, first, before I go any further, let me say this. If this is you, I'm not making fun, believe me. The only reason I know this so well is because I've already been there and done that. I'm more laughing at myself than anyone else. My bookshelves are full of more wholesaling, foreclosing, house flipping, note selling, apartment selling programs than anyone. So all this to say, is it a good thing or a bad thing to pay for a mentor? And before I say what you may think is a no, I have to say it depends. Even though most use the same techniques, there are some who actually follow through and can help you get into your first deals. And some may actually help you find funds, partner with you, or even invest in your deals. It just all depends. And I know I'm kind of making light of this and maybe making fun of these guys, but there are those out there that are sincere and that have been helpful to investors. If this is a route you're considering, just make sure you do your due diligence, just like any investment. And yes, there are more affordable mentors that you can link up with that will help you out, that won't cost you, you know, a mortgage on your home or what have you. But just make your list of what you want and stick with it. For example, I want a mentor who can educate me on every aspect of real estate investing, will be available whenever I call, will teach me about finding good markets to invest in, analyzing deals, how to negotiate, how to develop a good team, who will help me find funding, who will hold my hand through escrow of my first deal, and so forth. I will tell you, I know a number of people who are directly successful in real estate investing today because they aligned with one of these mentors for hire. Just because you're paying does not immediately mean that it's a ripoff. But I'm just telling you, be cautious. There are those out there who do take advantage, unfortunately. Those I know who have succeeded with these mentors are very tenacious. They're perhaps even pushy. And they make sure that the mentor or guru does everything they promise. And they are getting the biggest bang for their buck. So if you do link up, make sure you stay on them and you get your full investment worth. Remember, you are an investor, and a good investor does their due diligence. What is your ROI, your return on investment? If you put the money into it, are you going to get that money back and then some? If you find someone whose program appeals to you, first do a thorough online search. Do a Google search by the person's name and type the words review or scam to see if there are reviews of that program, positive or negative. Bigger Pockets has a great forum where people discuss the many different gurus out there. It'll also get you in contact with folks that actually have taken these programs that you communicate with directly. If you can do that, that's the best, is try to get a good feel from people who have actually been coached or mentored by the person you're considering and ask them the question, do you feel you got your money's worth? And ask specifically how that mentor or coach was involved in your first deal, if you had a first deal. It's all a matter of being a wise steward of your resources. If you blow all your funds on a guru so that you have nothing left to invest, then that would not be too wise. Think long and hard about it. If you can get a one-on-one mentorship with someone who is an expert, who has nothing to sell you, I think that is always best. But if you can't, there are some sincere folks out there who can help you that may charge a fee. You just have to be very discerning and cautious. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including the links, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Of course, dog spelled D-A-W-G. Look for episode 080 entitled, Should You Pay for a Mentor? So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.